Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, here with the great Sky Fagrell. I'm excited to spend some time talking with you today, Sky, about a subject that is really difficult for some people to take on. You know, the title is, you know, having the courage to change. But we live in a world where a lot of people become complacent where they're at and maybe yearning for a little bit more. And we brought in an expert with you today, Sky, and appreciate you being with us today.
I'm super fired up, man. I appreciate being one of your guests and continuing our connection for years and years and years.
Oh, absolutely. But Sky, we originally met each other many years ago. We were both in a very, you know, secure profession of teaching. And, you know, I left, but then you, a few years later, decided that you were going to leave as well. Now, the question becomes, I mean, you were an exceptional teacher, very successful, but then you were yearning for something more. So walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, again, like there was no discontent with the cause that we were involved in. Like that was something that I was feeling really strongly about. And yet there was also this pull to change. And like I unashamedly will say part of mine was the effort. I felt like I needed to be increase my effectiveness as a provider for my family. I was heading into a decade where marriages and college and expensive things like that were going to take place. And I wanted to do my part for my family, keep us out of debt and provide a lifestyle that helped support those types of things for, you know, an economy that was costing more and lifestyle changes that were costing more. And yet the profession that we shared, one of the great things about it was that there was a kind of a guarantee of a certain level of income that would come in.
Right.
And here I wasn't a 19, 20 year old trying to shift gears with maybe just a spouse or no spouse and just like, hey, let's just go risk it. And so I had a lot of things mentally, at least more so now when I look back, a lot more mentally than were actual obstacles that I had to step into and be like, how can I do this safely, carefully, and also be a good steward to my current profession? Because I want to keep throwing my fish into that basket too and helping that cause continue because I felt it was super important. So it was tough. So the first thing was recognizing, hey, there's a need for me to change and really having to condense what was it that I liked about what I was doing that I wanted to continue. And for me, I realized I really needed to be connected to cause-driven things, a cause for me to stay motivated in it and wanted to go and provide something that helped other people find their cause. And I think that whoever is trying to change, for me especially, I'm just doing this from my own lens here, Chad, but if you don't have that cause, like I have a picture here on the back, you can see my palm tree here. I always say pick out your palm tree. If you don't have a palm tree to swim to and you're out in the ocean and you're just like splashing around or treading water, you're not going to last long.
Right.
If you're swimming to someone else's palm tree, even if you make it, which is very doubtful, you're going to get there and be like, I'm not very emotionally connected to this. I'm not, you know? And so I had to pick out a palm tree. I had to figure out if I wanted to change, what is it I want to do? Why do I want to do it? What's the way in which I'm going to do it? What's the outcome I'm hoping for? And like, it wasn't crystal clear. There's super foggy in this ocean I was swimming in, but that's where I started. I knew I wanted it. I figured out my why and that's been shaped and honed down. But then I've been relentless at swimming toward that palm tree that I just mentioned. Well, and so I'd say that's step one.
Well, I love that you unpack that because that, and I love the analogy, pick out your palm tree because, you know, Sky, when I'm talking to business owners, leaders, entrepreneurs, one of the biggest things they really struggle with, people in general, regardless of what your occupation or what you're doing, is they struggle picking out that palm tree.
100%.
Because then once you pick out the palm tree, Sky, you then have to deal with, am I swimming towards it? Am I swimming against it? What am I doing? And so a lot of people would rather just say, I'm just going to float here in the ocean. And then I'd rather, you know, and I would guess that you perhaps at times were thinking, maybe I will float here for just a little bit because that is ambitious to pick out the palm tree.
No, it's, and there's no, neither of us are being critical of anybody that maybe has a career that is very stable. Like I grew up in a home and I loved it. I had one house. My parents stayed together my whole life. My dad was a teacher as well. We got paychecks every 2 weeks. Behind the scenes, they were doing things, I'm sure, to manage money and help keep the family going. But I just never knew anything different. Like, there was no, like, food was in the fridge type thing, you know? And then, so to try to transition maybe from that to where you, you know, you eat what you kill type of career, that is super scary.
Right.
And so I respect people that, you know, hey, I want to have this kind of thing as to another. You know, the challenges to change, there's probably like 10, we could all probably find one or two that we are on, but we all have them. Because, you know, change is something that we all need. And when I was stepping into it, for me, like, it wasn't just the palm tree I needed to find. Like you had mentioned, like, the waves can start pushing you to and fro. And so as I started walking, there was four things for me that really helped me kind of help set lane lines. Like in the ocean, when you're swimming to a palm tree, you don't have lane lines like in a pool.
Right.
But we all, Chad, that's the thing I really found. Companies and individuals usually don't have a palm tree or lane lines, like values to stay within.
Uh-huh.
And so they're just tossed to and fro or up and down or treading water or losing sight. And so as I stepped into it, I found those. And like I have them written on my wall today. I review them daily to keep me set on, like, here's what my palm tree is, what I'm trying to do. Here's my values. I'm going to embrace incremental growth. Time's the ally of consistency. Difficult makes no difference. Discipline creates dominance. I'm always telling myself this. And so when business decisions come or companies are saying, hey, can you come work with us? I'm rarely telling someone no. In fact, that's not something that happens. But I find more joy in companies that have a cause that I can connect with and resonate with. And if they have values that we can, that really helps my work a lot, be a lot more effective and a lot more joyful for me to help them on their swim toward the palm tree they're heading toward.
Well, and Sky, the reality is that palm tree that's out there, okay, we all have, or we all should have them. We all should have them. Even if you're in, you know, we're certainly not sitting here saying everyone should, you know, go take on an unstable profession, you know, but there was something that you were, that was yearning within you to where, and I think it was beyond just money, where you felt like, you know what, I'm good at what I do. I've done it for the last 20 years. But I feel like I need to pick a new palm tree. I need to pick something to push myself. And there are people listening right now, Sky, that have become complacent in what they're doing. And they do, in reality, need to pick that new palm tree. And so when someone's sitting back saying, okay, I want to pick a new palm tree, then, Sky, how then do you have the courage to then jump out of the boat and start swimming towards that palm tree?
Yeah, well, and it may not even be – let me back that up a little bit, because – for you and I and others that are maybe out in the water, just treading water or swimming towards someone else's palm tree, or
it may not
be that they have to totally abandon where they have swimming. You just need to find the reason why you're doing it.
Mm.
And so in that process where I was going, and you're right, it wasn't just money, but that's where like something triggered me, like, man, what am I going to do here? And as I started condensing and thinking about, you know, when I'm saying condensing options and thinking about what do I really love about what I do? What do I want to pursue? It became where I could add the same value for me in this change, what I was doing there, to empower individuals and organizations to become the best versions of themselves. Mm. And one of the first things I do with any organization I'm with is help, hey, tell me about what your purpose is. Like, what is it you're trying to accomplish? Why do you want to do that? And so I would say to that person that is in that career, it may not be that you need a change of career as much as just a reiteration or a clarity of your focus. Because if you have that, if you know what it is you're swimming toward, people are all resilient. Like, even if they might be stagnant or plateaued, but when they figure out this is why I'm swimming, this is why I'm going to work every day. They don't have to change their job, but their mindsets change, passion, their focus. They'll start going through those waves. They'll come up underneath, you know, we all get spun underneath, but they'll come up and start swimming again. So yeah. For me, I had to find it, and it made a change of careers, but not for everybody.
Right, right. But you mentioned something there earlier that there are some people that are swimming towards someone else's palm tree.
Yes.
Right? And so it's really stopping and evaluating, okay, what's my palm tree, and is that really my palm tree? Because a lot of people end up swimming towards something that's not even really theirs.
Chad, that's where burnout happens. And disconnection happens. And like it's not even that it's like sometimes we can look at of course you don't want to swim toward that palm tree. Look how nasty that island. The palm tree's burnt down. Look what's going on that palm tree island. It's usually a really good palm tree. Now, here's another thing with this. If something's true in a boardroom, if it works in the boardroom, it's going to work in the family room. It's going to work in the way, if it's a true idea principle. Right. So here's where you'll often see this happen is really good parents have a palm tree picked out for them or their family, and they think every one of their kids also should be swimming toward the same island of palm trees. And it's often going to be a very associated type of landscape, but unless that individual in their family has chosen that as their, that sometimes leads to disconnection between kids and their parents. Just like it does in a workplace, a company has every right to kind of, here's what our mission is. But if they can then help teams say, like, what's going to be your direction? Helping people find the right fit in the organization and find joy in the goals that they're setting. And, you know, how are you going to go after this, you know, key result that we're looking for? It's hard for other people to start swimming towards someone else's palm tree. So you want to hire people that are connected to that or help them see the vision and get connected to the cause of the company. And same things in families. If we just keep churning out, we're swimming and no one ever knows the why we're doing this family activity or why this cultural thing, it's really hard to keep everyone connected and engaged.
Oh, it absolutely is. Now, Sky, as you were going through the process, because I knew the seeds of wanting to try something else were planted in you long before you made that switch. But my question is, did you confide with a lot of people, or was it a select small group when you were thinking, okay, I think I may make this change?
That's a really good, and it's funny that you say you could see the seeds, because I'm sure they were planted in me and were growing before I realized, whoa, wow, this is something. And I reached out to people, you know, like you were one that kind of blazed that path before me, and I would, you know, reach out to you. We'd have lunch. You were super generous with your time. And in that process, I actually learned some things about people and about what I wanted to become, because there were some people that I call it now a 10th floor mindset, where you kind of get on an elevator with people in life and everyone's looking at their phone or reading their newspaper or not engaged. And sometimes in corporations, like the 10th floor is like the C-suite, and like lower floors are lower, you know, echelon of the company. Some people you'll get on floor one and they'll treat you like a 10th floor person right away. And other people, they need to kind of see you, oh, he hasn't got it. This must be someone I should network with. I've tried to become a person that views everybody else as if they are, you know, we get on the first floor and they're a 10th floor person. I've tried to have that way of treating people, because I had multiple people that did that for me. I was nowhere near ready, at least in my mind, but they could see, like you were saying, there were seeds growing. This guy could add value to other companies. He could, you know, help people in different ways that I didn't see and didn't have confidence in. But I'm really grateful for people who stepped in and had a 10th floor view of other people. And even though I was really on the first floor, maybe basement level, as far as my value that I could add and expertise I'd develop, they saw me as 10th floor and helped me rise to that level by their confidence and mentoring and just reaching out. Hey, how are things going? What's going on? And let me introduce you to somebody else. Just doors started opening on floors that I really had no business being on at that time. But other people saw things and helped me by their inspiration, you know, their, I guess, confidence in me helped me grow to that level.
I love that. And the reality is you sought out those people. And sure. Those people were attracted to you. It's a recurring theme in the last several guests we've had on the podcast, where they've been exceptionally successful, and it's come back to, hey, I treat everybody well. It doesn't matter whether it's the waiter, whether, you know, and certainly not to minimize any sort of industry, sure, because waiters are incredible, but when we all interact with the service industry, sometimes people can be critical, they can be hard to work with. But the reality is you treat everybody really well, which is what you've always lived by. And it's amazing that those people were then attracted to you. Now, Sky, did you have any people tell you were crazy having the courage to change?
You know, I don't know how many told me I was crazy. I'm sure a lot thought it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure a lot thought it. And certainly for Jackie and I stepping into that process, like, there's the whole of like, how do we do this? who do you think you are, the presumption, the imposter syndrome. But those things I used to have a negative asterisk by, and now I love those things because it makes we're stepping into change. It's what this is about. And like whenever we're going to do something different, you're going to have those feelings that are to me now they're indicators of like, okay, your body is preparing itself for battle. This anxiety, this stress, this worry you're having, this imposter syndrome, your body is telling you you're about to do something you've never done. And just like when you're entering a football field as an athlete, you might feel anxiety or stress. Some people call that panic, and you can, but the same chemical that's being released is adrenaline that's preparing you for battle. And so I just had to learn over time that like, yeah, I'm stepping into something here. I've never done this before, or this is a change. I'm trying to go from point A to point B. It's going to be an uphill climb. It's going to be difficult, or else I'd already have this change part of my life. But now I'm just excited about it. There's still a little bit of a twinge of, ooh, what am I getting into here? How am I going to help this team? How am I going to pull this off? But it's exciting. That's the best part of the thing. The change is exciting. It means growth is coming. It means new plateaus are going to be, you know, achieved and climbed. And I'm excited for that.
Well, and you said there you embraced it, because a lot of people, when we're talking about the courage to change, a lot of people will sit back and go, oh, I can't do that. Who am I to do this? Who am I? And we all have that, you know, everyone to some degree has that self-doubt that comes in. Now, what you were able to do is quickly push that away. I mean, because I think of this. Years ago, I was speaking to a group of attorneys, and I took this very successful business owner with me who ran construction companies, and he was like, "Chad, I don't have anything." And this person had a very significant net worth, and I said, "No, you're fine." And they, no, who am I to talk? These attorneys are highly educated. I just got a high school degree. I don't have anything beyond that. And then he sat down and we start talking, and he's like, wait, these guys have the same problems I have, you know? And he realized, and then all of a sudden they were turning him to do that. So Sky, do those feelings, thoughts ever come back and enter into your mind? And if so, what do you do to get rid of them?
Yeah, this is a good question right here, because a lot of the things I've shared kind of come back together. Like when I'm with a company and they're saying like, here's where an employee is and here's where they should be. And they're thinking maybe, hey, we made the wrong hire, or this person's a lousy employee, whatever.
Right.
Might be true, but I find it's rarely true. I find that it's usually a gap of they haven't had enough training, given the right tools, or had enough time to practice them. And so when I find there is a gap, and like, of course there's going to be gaps, but that's where I have that initial like, okay, my body's readying. Should I be afraid here, or should I step into this? I step into it and I go, training, tools, and time. And for anybody that's thinking about a change in their life, again, whether it's chasing the same palm tree with just more clarity on your purpose, or actually a career change, or just changing your relationship with a spouse or your connection with your spiritual system, whatever it might be, you want to change. I would say it's never been easier in the history of the world to make such a change or to rise to the top.
Love that.
Because there's so many resources available to us.
Right.
Mentor, friends, you can call people. There's LinkedIn, there's YouTube. There's books and there's studies out. Chad, you're probably aware of them, but like people who spend 1 to 3 hours a week, let alone 1 to 3 hours a day, just I'm going to carve out, I'm going to stay in my job, I'm going to work on this, I'm going to stay in my marriage, I'm going to work on this, I'm going to stay with this team, I'm going to work on. If they can just carve out 1 to 3 hours a week, or especially a day, to become expert at this thing that they might have a gap, I need training, tools, and time, I'm going to give it to myself. Those people can rise to the top, and never has it been easier to separate yourself, because so few people have a palm tree. They're distracted by their phone, or they're just trying to stay above water. So
right,
if you can
right.
do it, you can rise to the top quicker than any other time in the history of the world.
For sure. And I love that you use that analogy. I mean, some people are just trying to stay afloat, right?
100%.
And part of the challenge of trying to stay afloat is because you really don't have a palm tree. And so you've given up your desire to want to change, right? Because what are you swimming towards? What goal do you have in mind? And you've just, there's no purpose there.
So it's 100% true. Like the research on having a target, like, okay, this is kind of discouraging, this first part, but I promise I'll come back to an encouraging part here. But finishing a marathon has as much or maybe less dopamine hit and reward feeling as the preparing and practicing for it. In fact, initial stages of preparing, hey, I want to run a marathon. Well, I can only run 5 miles now. Let's work on a program. When people have a plan and believe that they can do it and are willing to do the work, that's what real hope is. It's super strategic. It's not, I think I can run. It's, I have a plan. I think it will work and I'm willing to work at it. Big time dopamine hit. And so you haven't lost the weight. You haven't ran the race. You haven't gotten the promotion, but you have hope because it's strategic. And that part right there, man, that fuels me, because that's a lot of the work we get to do is help companies make a plan and get there. It doesn't happen overnight. You're not going to run the marathon the day after. But the dopamine hit, the release, the emotional connection to the palm tree, here's what I got to do. This is how many strokes it's going to take, roughly. I'm gonna start pursuing it. Along the way, you'll learn different strokes and techniques to get there. You have to back float some of the time. Waves are going to hit you. You'll be underwater trying to come up. Where's my palm tree? There it is. I'm after it, because you have hope. You have a strategic plan to get there. And even that, how am I going to do this? Just one stroke at a time. Don't worry about the full 26.2 mile marathon or however miles to that palm tree. Just take one stroke at a time, back float when you need it. And you'll be on your way.
I love that. I love that. And I love, as we wrap up here, Sky, I love that you started with that palm tree analogy, because I think that is powerful in helping people remember that when you are clear on that destination, when you know what you want, then it gives you the courage to make any sort of adjustments, right? Because you did have, I mean, you go back and you think of what you started with, your palm tree, your family is a huge part of that, right? And so you start thinking to yourself, okay, I want to do this with my family. I want to do this with my family. My palm tree is so big that I'm willing to jump out of this secure boat to get there. And you had that clearly defined with your family, which really helped you get to where you wanted to be.
Yeah. I appreciate you observing that. The things that are I'm sharing here, like the things that make them really powerful when they're presented in a boardroom, is because they've started right here. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm along with these teams that I'm helping swim toward that destination. And so that's, I guess, where if I could add something authentic to the market, it's just that, yeah, I'm a swimmer too. Like, and I'm under a wave every now and then. And even though I've tethered these value lines, sometimes I get outside of them and have to really become self-aware. And even if that's another interesting thing. And for a change, we'll just leave this little tidbit. You can make progress toward a palm tree, but if it's outside your way of wanting to swim, of your value system, be very careful, because you can be making, you could be advancing without making progress, if that makes sense. Like, you want to do it in the right way.
Right.
And you're not judging anybody else how they do it, but you've got to be dialed in on, this is the way I'm going to build, and this is the way I'm going to improve, and get closer to the target that I'm after, because there's a lot of ways to do it, and you got to make sure you're aligned with the ones that you're utilizing to get there.
Right. And Sky, people will be attracted to you because you're being authentic to yourself and the values that you uphold.
Right. As a person or as a business owner, that's going to be, when you get out of alignment with that, it doesn't make a difference if you've landed on that island. A, you won't get there, and B, the feeling you'll have of, this is how I got there, it robs you of the reward, for sure. So stay true to those values.
I love that. I love that. Sky, I love what you shared, your content, the tidbits and all the gold that you shared with us. So appreciative. We got to have you back on the podcast. Being with you, brother.
For sure, brother. Anytime we can connect, it'd be good. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Have a tremendous day, everyone. Take care. Bye now.